Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. I'm so excited. I'm in Vegas visiting my good friend Kelly Namiro, and Kelly runs an amazing Instagram. It's Wellness by Kelly.
Yep.
She's an expert in holistic, I want to say you're an expert, nutrition, cortisol management, endocrine disruption, hormones, everything that women need to know and talk about.
Women's health and hormones, that is where I am at, and that is what I'm here to talk about. I am so grateful to you for having me on, Dr. K. Thank you again. And yeah, I love talking about this because I think that so many of us are under chronic stress at this day and age. It's really fast-paced in American society, and so we don't really recognize how that can further disrupt all the rest of our hormones, whether it's something like you're working on your skin or your digestion or your fertility and reproduction. Like, all of these things are impacted by our stress hormones and what we're putting in our mouth through our nutrition. So I love talking about it.
I love hearing you talk about it because I feel like I've seen you grow up since college days.
I know.
Where you had a fully different focus, and, you know, nutrition's never great when you're in college. Dieting is always extreme when you're in college.
Ain't that the truth?
And then I've seen you shift your focus because now you have two young boys, and you became super focused on nutrition. And I really saw that you became a lot more balanced and like, you found your zen, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it was really important for me to be able to do that because for me, like, after coming off birth control, and I know that you see a lot of, I've heard you talk about this on your podcast before, like, a lot of clients on birth control, which by no means is it like a bad thing if that's what you choose, but I lost my period for a little while after that. And so regaining that in order to try to get pregnant was a really important part of my process. And so I had to figure out, like, what do I need to be eating? How do I need to be supporting my body so that my hormones are really regulated so that I could build a family.
And you kind of use food really as a medicine, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that you're very strict about, like, fruit in the mornings, which I love how that primes the digestive tract, and, like, especially fruits like papaya that have digestive papain and enzymes.
Yeah, so absolutely. I love to do fruit first, but then, like, follow that up with a protein-rich breakfast. Those are, like, really the principles that I follow in the morning. And I found that, like, one, it has helped my digestion so much. And two, that protein to follow is what helps to stabilize my blood sugar throughout the day, to keep me feeling full and focused and energized. So there's definitely a method to my madness.
I definitely think so. I think the protein focus is so important. Women are notorious for not having enough protein. As you get older, you eat less. I feel like your appetite is less. And then you're subsiding on tea and toast. You know, you have a cup of tea, you have a bite of toast.
Yep.
No nutritional value in that.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I think that you speak so much to that when you talk about, like, you know, skin and the aging process. And it's like the idea of having enough protein is so important for collagen and making sure that you have the proper nutrients to support the aging process and to make sure you're not prematurely aging.
It's so true. And I feel like a lot of our patients are vegan and I'm all about animal rights. I never want to eat anything that has a mother, but unfortunately in evolution, like, our bodies are conditioned to need some of the amino acids that you can literally only find in animal protein.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I was a vegan for a long time. I don't know if you knew that, but I was a vegan for probably like 4 years, and I got to a point where my body was just like, I'm craving a steak right now.
Yeah.
It was actually in my second pregnancy. I was craving it so much, and there was this, like, shame that came along with, oh my gosh, I shouldn't eat meat. I shouldn't have it. Like, it's not in my box of things that I'm allowed to have because I've labeled myself as this vegan. And then I was like, you know what? If my body is craving it, that means my body's probably trying to tell me something.
Oh, yeah.
That it has a need for whatever this is. And so I eat red meat probably once a week now, and I have no shame or guilt around it, and I actually feel so much better, so much more energized.
I have had so many vegan people tell me that when they switch back to taking in meat, red meats, or, you know, at least fish and protein and chicken, it's transformative.
It really is. I think for your energy levels, for your hormones, because like you said, I think it's really hard, and you have to be very, very, like, if you are a vegan, very, very intentional and thoughtful and mindful at every single meal that you are combining beans and also either rice or quinoa or something like that to get all, and you have to eat way more.
Mm-hmm. You actually eat a lot more carbs and a lot more high glycemic index foods.
Yeah.
Because you're eating these kind of meat substitutes that are made of carbs and soy and things like that. So,
absolutely.
I think that's so interesting to evolve that thinking.
Yeah.
What's different about your lifestyle and everything with pregnancy? How pregnant are you right now?
Yeah.
As we speak.
29 weeks now. Yeah. So fully in the third trimester. Home stretch.
Yay.
So I think that for me, I'm kind of like in this constant, because I think that I tend toward that like perfectionist mentality, that like go, 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 do, that for me it's this constant pullback of, okay, I need to be taking care of myself, I need to slow down, I need to be mindful about how much I'm doing, I need to be really practicing self-care. Mm-hmm. And so as I go into this third trimester, like I love my job, I love what I do, I love helping women with their hormones and balancing hormones and nutrition, but it's really thinking about like, okay, how can I plan, because my due date is early August, how can I plan to slow down before then? How much time do I want to take off? Am I having enough time? Like, for me, I really value my mornings. So how much time am I taking in the mornings to do a workout, do a meditation, do the things that enable me to have enough energy? And then when I feel the need to slow down, like actually honoring that and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really admire that you have the discipline to do that the morning workout. But you know what? One of the things you taught me was that like just getting that 10 minutes of workout in is better than nothing. Like
yes.
You're with your stroller, you do some leg lifts, you spend 10 minutes on the floor, like floor time when your kids are playing. Like you can actually get a lot done during a day like that. You have to
Absolutely.
Learn to multitask as a mother.
You really do. And I think that like I went from one extreme to another and then finally landed somewhere in the middle where I was like working out at the beginning like 2+ hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but I was like, all about like what you were saying, like that college chronic dieting, like how can I be the thinnest version of myself? And what I ended up doing was really like taxing my adrenals, burning myself out, slowing down my thyroid because of all of that. And so that wasn't helpful. And then I had my first son, Wes, and it was like, I feel like I have no time. I feel like I can't do it with work and a baby.
Around.
And then I was like, you know what? If I want to have good metabolic health, I want to have good energy, like I have to prioritize this into my day somehow. So how can I get it in? If I go for a walk with my stroller, maybe I'm doing some lunges and squats and stuff like that as I'm walking. If I am, in the kitchen, can I do some arm movement
workout,
and like a little workout while I'm cooking dinner? Like I can squeeze things in, build a little bit of lean muscle and feel like I'm boosting my circulation, getting that endorphin rush throughout my day at little points.
Without having to be 2 hours at SoulCycle or 1 hour in the gym lifting after that. Because I have so many patients that are doing that to themselves, and like I am with you. I've drifted away from this mentality of like trying to kill yourself. And I did a lot of intermittent fasting.
I remember you talking about that.
And I enjoyed that phase of doing things. But I also started to realize that it was putting my body in a stress state first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Like where's my food? Where's my food? Like the hunger state is also a cortisol driven
yes.
sympathetic, not a parasympathetic where we want to be.
So, 100%. I love that. Like you made that shift over time because I feel like I was even talking about this. I recorded a solo episode on my podcast today talking about this because I think a lot of women don't understand that like stress impacts women's hormones, like you were just saying. So like if your brain is triggered to then maybe say like, oh, you shouldn't produce as much FSH or LH, like if you're still in that place of menstruating. And so then we're going to produce less estrogen and progesterone, maybe skip ovulation this month because not eating in the morning ends up being an added stressor on your body. Because as women in modern day society, we're facing so many additional stressors. We're working, we're moms, we've got a bunch of responsibilities. Maybe we're doing charity work. We've not got to make it to the workout. Like there's so many other things that we deal with that like our ancestors, because that's what oftentimes people compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not ever
they were
dealing
not
with.
To deal. No, they were just like.
They were just looking for food.
gathering the nuts and the berries and things like that. And then the kids would play in the field.
exactly right.
But you're right. And there's so much stress on the modern mom. Like I just remember My kids are older now, but getting like
I don't know how
gazillion,
you did with twins.
I don't even know how I survived. But like, can you imagine a double dose of emails from two sets of teachers and two sets of her moms and all the things you have to do for school on top of running a household? And it's like a woman's tax, the tax on women, where you can never sit still. It takes me so long to unwind.
Exactly. And
it really,
calm
it really
down.
Does. Yeah. So like that focus of not. I felt a little guilty too to stop intermittent fasting, but then I realized like, okay, I'm gonna follow that. I
and
still
you
just
look
have
amazing,
a coffee.
By the way.
Well, I did a little bit of this semaglutide shot, so
you
that
look
was
incredible.
And I'm fully transparent about it because there was nothing after you reach perimenopausal age, like 45, 47. That was the age I started to feel this midsection of visceral fat, which women get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally impossible to melt away, no matter how great your nutrition, your exercise. Yeah,
dedicated.
So it definitely gave me that little boost of getting over the mountain of losing the weight.
Dude,
20 years to take to get my pre-baby body back.
I think that's like, it's so incredible too, because like what I think is important is like just being transparent about that stuff and the vulnerable we can be with the people that we're talking to, like thousands and thousands, millions of people that you talk to in your audience. It's like, gosh, like that gives them the permission to know that it's okay.
I want to give you permission to talk to your doctor about it, to understand like you don't have to be a hero. You can get help from medications. You can lose weight slow in the old-fashioned way, weight loss exercise, of course. But there's no downside. We have the technology and like the health benefit of not being pre-diabetic, not taking like 3 years to get rid of the weight. It's dramatic. And I share that even when I'm up on the stage lecturing. I don't have any shame or stigma about it. And I want all women to feel like.
That's great. I think more and more people too. Like I saw a thing of Kelly Clarkson and all these people that are coming out and being open about it. And it's like.
Finally, Oprah too.
Yes.
And like, you know,
it's
my
like,
gosh.
Thank
like,
you.
Don't, don't make people think you did it without technology. Like J-Lo, I know you love your olive oil, but I'm sure there was some technology involved in
the
beauty.
Face.
In the beauty, you know.
Yes. Please and thank you.
Face maintenance, yeah. We have to be real because, you know, that's what our patients and our friends and clients need from us.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. I try to be as, like, that was, like, why a big part of the reason, like, I had a miscarriage last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. You know, it was a really hard time for me at the time, but it was, like, right afterwards, when I had gone through the grieving process, I was like, I want to be honest about this because my first reaction was to be like, you know what? I don't want to tell anyone. I'm supposed to be the wellness girl. I'm supposed to be the hormones girl. I'm supposed to know this stuff. This isn't supposed to happen to me. So there's so much shame wrapped up in it. And then I had this realization of like, if I don't talk about it, that's not real, honest, and raw. And it's not helping anyone else. And that's my whole mission is to help other people. And so once I got through the grieving process, I was like, okay, this is what happened. And then this is what I'm doing to make it different the next time we try to get pregnant. And so I think that the vulnerability in whatever you're going through is so important.
Yeah, life's going to throw you curveballs all the time. And the more you just show people that, you know, you're a strong person of character, that's how you grow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like the biggest thing. That's how you grow. Learning from your failures, learning from your challenges, and doing something differently.
Yeah, I totally agree. I did a lecture today, and on the podium, I asked the other speakers, can you tell me, what are 4 signs of facial aging? And then they all look at each other, and they're like, one of them's like, you know, fine lines, wrinkles, brown spots, skin laxity. And I'm like, yeah, but actually, the better 4 signs of aging are wisdom, confidence, character, and strength. How do you know you're aging? You finally get all that. Right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so well said. No one would have expected you to say that at a beauty conference,
like,
too.
But that's close, but not quite right. Really, your signs that you're aging are, if you're doing it right, you're getting all these things going on.
Absolutely. We can agree with you more.
Yeah, and I think the more you get it right, the more your cortisol does settle. And
totally.
So many women get pregnant when finally their stress levels settle.
100%.
Yeah. The stress of infertility treatments even is another factor that makes it harder to get pregnant.
Like, it's funny. I think about like that whole concept. And again, for me, I mentioned to you, for me, a constant like growth for me is the idea of like pulling back, doing less. And then I have to get really stressed out again and then remind myself of that. But like going through this whole process, one of the big things was last, I think it was October, I finally was like, okay, you know what? If I really want to focus on being less stressed, I have to put down all my private clients for a few months and just say, because that's like the biggest time mm-hmm. that I have. You know, obviously you, like, you're with yeah. patients all day. That's the biggest time commitment you have. So I said, I'm going to do this. Like, even if it is, you know, less income, I'm willing to give that up because I want this pregnancy so bad. And so mm-hmm. I did that October, November, December, January. We got pregnant in December. I just kept January because that was like part of my first trimester. And then February was like, you know what? I'm going to approach this a little differently. Maybe I'll, instead of having 25 people, I'll have 5 people.
Yeah.
And it just felt so much better. And I was just doing it in a really different way. And I think that I felt way less stressed and way more balanced. Mm-hmm. But it took, again, that stepping back in order to be able to move forward in a new...
You have to respect those seasons of your life.
Absolutely. Because
sometimes I get in that mindset too, where you're scrolling on Instagram and everybody's doing all these cool things and all these fun meetings, and you get the fear of miss the FOMO.
Yep.
You know, and then you just have to take a step back and realize, like, okay, I need time and I need peace. And I can only find that when I have, like... emptiness in my schedule, yes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, when you do that, I think it allows you to come back even stronger and more clear.
More creative. A little more purpose-focused.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Yeah.
You're a biohacking fan just like me.
Yes.
And I know you're pregnant, so you're probably not doing anything too crazy. But after, what are your favorite supplements and things that you're currently taking or recommending?
Gosh, I love this. So we were talking off mic before. I love an IV. Like, I love to do an IV. For me, I was doing, like, glutathione IVs. I was doing all the vitamins, Myers cocktail type IVs before I got pregnant. Even NAD, I was doing that before mm-hmm. I got pregnant. I just feel like all of those things made me feel so good. Mm-hmm. I have a cold plunge at our house. My husband is obsessed. We tried to do that every day. I don't do that anymore because I can't. But like sauna to the cold plunge was how I started my day. Mm-hmm. And I would just feel so energized doing that. And it's like that cold plunge was like something that felt really challenging and hard.
Very hard.
Yes.
I still can't do it.
And I got out of there and I was like, wow, I did this. Like, I can do anything. I can take on the world.
It really is mindset. Mind over matter, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, you have to just tell your body that your body is going in there.
You're like, you're doing it.
But some people say that that's a cortisol stressor too.
It can be. And so it's like, I think that's where the testing comes in. And it's really important to know what your baseline levels are before you go into any of these things, whether it's a supplement mm-hmm. or, you know, doing cold plunging or going to get IVs. It's like, why not test and know where you're at and work with a practitioner or doctor like yourself to see what are my baseline levels so that I can do the things that are appropriate for my body? Mm-hmm. Because it can have, you know, the adverse effect on somebody who is already chronically stressed out. Like, it's gonna be an additional stressor, just like we talked about with like the intermittent fasting. And so it's like, you want to know where you're at so you can implement the things that are unique, because there's so much information on the internet and we just like think
it's all applicable to you, but it maybe not. Like, if you're high performance, stressed out kind of a person running around, like, maybe the last thing you need to do is dive into
a
polar situation. You need to go lay in the sun for a while.
I think that that's the hardest thing about navigating the internet is like, there's like, eat dairy, don't eat dairy, be vegan, don't be vegan, do a cold one, don't do a cold one. It's like, what's right for me? And I think that that's where testing really does come in, and connecting to your intuition and being more reflective and like, does this actually feel good to me?
Yeah.
Or am I just doing this because everybody else says that I should?
Now, are you taking any other supplements like magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, B12?
Right now, pills. I'm doing my prenatal, and then I'm also doing an omega called Krillplex. It's like made from, it's not from like the traditional sources of omega, and so there's much less of an incidence of like mercury, and they test it for that. So that's great. I take additional vitamin D because you know how important that is for bone health and for immune health. So I take additional vitamin D right now. And then I'm taking additional iron to support my energy levels as I'm pregnant. I want to feel really good. So I think that's it. And then the prenatal I have has methylated folate, which I think is really important.
That's super important. Yeah.
Because a lot of them just have folic acid, which, you know, almost half the population can't methylate because of the MTHFR gene mutation. And so, again, testing to know if you have that or just getting the pre-methylated version, I think is really great. So taking a little bit of extra methylated folate on top of it. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. and then going back to
tweak that after later. Yes,
all of the fun like metabolic supplements and things like that. Once I'm done breastfeeding, there's a supplement by JS Health that I really like that has like chromium and Gynemen of Silvestri that help with metabolic support, energy support supplements. I love Anima Mundi. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's like an herbalist and she does like a lot of different like powders and tinctures.
Oh, so I'm gonna have to check her out.
Fun things to play around with once I'm not pregnant.
Once you could be your own person
again. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Once my body is mine again.
It's like a little alien takeover. Well, I wish you so much luck and success. I'm sure pregnancy will turn out wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And for those of you listening, if you need a really great coach for health, wellness, nutrition, and hormones, Kelly's your girl.
Thank you.
Check her out. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Wellness by Kelly. My website is wellnessbykelly.com. And that's me.
Kelly with an EY.
That's Kelly with an EY. Thank you for saying that.
There you go. And then keep in tune with us because one of these days we're going to do a conference together.
We are. It's coming.
I feel it. It's coming.
2025.
Yes. We're going to do a totally amazing conference on wellness, aging gracefully. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our supplements, collagen peptides. Mm. I should definitely get you some of those. Our beauty greens and so many great skincare items. Love you guys. Stay beautiful and cortisol free.